Hey, hey, hey.
Wednesday hump day.
What's up? Welcome to Girl Chat Sports. Mo and Mel here on a West Coast Wednesday. Hopefully you're good. You didn't get blown away or you didn't get washed away by any of the flash flooding we had here in Las Vegas last night.
In parts
of Las Vegas, because I stayed at my house last night. I decided not to go to the Aces game because there was sideways rain and like water flowing down my road. I'm like, yeah, I'm good. Plus, we know how Vegas drivers are here, and when it's raining or when there's the wet roads, I'm not going to be part of that. I can't deal with you non-water driving folks. But welcome to the show. We got a good show for you today. Of course, we got some hot topics. We're going to talk about our Aces, of course. The MLB trade deadline ended. There's some NFL news. There's WNBA news. We've got some sneakers, some girl power, just another good show for you. So if you're watching, make sure you share this. If you want, share it with your friends. It's free. $3.99. Can't beat that, right? And go to our YouTube and subscribe at Girl Chat Sports. Follow us on all social media at Girl Chat Sports. And welcome to the show. We got to get to this women's soccer. FIFA World Cup has been going on. With the U.S. women's team has had three games now. So they won the first 3-0. They got a draw, 1-1, I think, with the Netherlands, and they had a draw. What was it, last night or night before? Middle of the night. I'm watching soccer at like 2 a.m, which is ridiculous, but it is what it is. And so now we went 0-0 against Portugal. We end up still making it by 1 point in our group to get into the knockouts, which is the round of 16. And there's been a lot of backlash on the ladies, you know, especially from Kari Lloyd, who's a former player for the team who won a World Cup with the team. She's saying that they look lackluster, that they're not doing what they need to be doing, that their jobs, you know, they don't seem to be playing with much enthusiasm. Here's what some of the stuff she said. I'm just seeing a very lackluster, uninspiring, taking it for granted where winning and training and doing all that you can do to be the best possible individual player is not happening. Well, the coach fired back. They've been putting everything they could in preparation for this tournament and every game that they go into. So to question the mentality of the team, to question the willingness to win, to compete, I think is insane. Some of the players came back and just said, hey, it's the World Cup. Like, we got to the next round, period. So really, at this point, the scores don't matter on how you got there. You got in. They got in. They're playing the Netherlands on Sunday. So you root for more, you don't. But it's a young team, too. Like, these girls are young. They're going to be a future stars. You've got them playing on Sunday at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Too early.
Way too early.
But my thing is, they have one slip up and now everybody's like questioning them. This is a team that's always advancing in the World Cup. And then the one time that they don't.
Backlash.
You want to criticize.
Because you shouldn't have fought for extra money and you shouldn't have fought for equal rights. And
the one time. Yeah. One time. Boy. And for a woman to go after another woman like that, I just find that very disheartening.
Right. For a woman who used to be on that team and knows what it's like to, I mean, it's a different team than last World Cup. It's going to continue to be different. These
women
are different.
Always going to be different. But the one time, are you serious?
It's crazy.
Now they're not playing hard enough. Now they're not getting
right.
it off their
Well, own. Now it's not hard because they also had to bring up this too. This is the first time since 2011 that the women finished second in the group stage. First of all, first or second doesn't really matter as long as you're getting to the knockout round. That's the whole point. Your point is to get there. You know?
So
and yeah, they
ago.
Can comment on, you know, oh, a goalpost saved them from moving. And yeah, it's
so over a decade ago, and it's absolutely
it's wild.
Ridiculous.
Listen, you see I don't know.
What's Boy, people are really losing patience, you know, on
absolutely, absolutely.
On immediate results. Like, they just need it now.
Like, there's still steps. You can't just go out there and win the World Cup. Like, there's actually rounds you got to get through. And they've done it.
In every country that they're
playing. Save this for if or when they lose. But that's it. I guess, I don't know. But here's the deal. It's not just that we're not, maybe that we're not just as dominant, but how about the other teams are greater? The other teams are getting good.
Well, that's what I was just about to say. You're paying other competitive teams with different players as well. And maybe they're just at a level where they can bring it. You know, like, I don't know. It's crazy to me.
Speaking of one of those teams, Jamaica. Jamaica has made it into the knockout rounds. This is the first time in their history. Of course, this is only the second World Cup, Women's World Cup that they've played. But this is the first time in their history that they've made it and advanced the 16s. What's crazy is that right there on the right, it's Bob Marley's daughter. She basically helped save Jamaica's team because in 2014, apparently they were going to cut the team because of cost, but keep the men's soccer team. And there was some fundraising happening. She decided to lead that up and got a bunch of people to raise money. In 2016, they were going to get defunded again. She recruited major donors to help get the team going. And then look at where we're at now.
Right. That's
hidden
awesome.
Into the knockouts. Yeah. And from their coach, too, a manager, Lauren Donaldson, says, cut the bull crap. It's time to step up and support women's football. So the Jamaican women's team is in there. There's a couple of other teams that weren't, you know, Canada got knocked out. Brazil got knocked out by them. I mean, there were some major players that have already been knocked out. And some of those teams we didn't expect to be in there. So World Cup is coming.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's going to be good. It's going to be good.
I'm just asleep at those 2 a.m. matches. Like, I just can't even set it.
Well, it's crazy because, you know, midnight is usually when I'm, you know, getting into bed. So I'm in bed, the game's starting or the match is starting. So I'm like, well, I'll watch a little bit. And before you know it, it's halftime. And then I'm like, well, yeah.
So. Why the heck not?
But Sunday, 2 a.m., at least maybe you'd probably, you know, you might be up at Sunday at 2 a.m. if you're a night owl like me or if you're out and about anyway. But I know what, you know, I think that the bar down there, Hennessy's, is supposed to be having the games at all times, no matter what.
Oh, wow.
I think that's what I heard when they first started the World Cup. So we'll have to check in with that.
McMullen's probably not, because I know they're a big soccer bar, too.
I think they swapped. I think our friend over there with the American Outlaws, I believe they swapped from McMullen's or whatever that one they were at before and then went to Hennessy's.
Gotcha.
I think. Wanted to get your take on the Jake Paul, Nate Diaz. This will be coming up this Saturday in Dallas. Of course, you know, we had Coach Wade's wife, Yvonne Wade, on last week.
Right.
And Coach and her husband, Larry Wade, is, you know, training Jake Paul. This fight's going to be this Saturday. Nate Diaz is coming out of the MMA world and joining into the boxing. Jake Paul says if he wins this, he wants McGregor. That little overstep or no? I'm curious.
I mean, sounds like a tit for tat thing to me because Nate Diaz is coming out of the world of MMA to come into boxing world. So now Jake Paul is like going into the MMA to fight Conor McGregor, which probably will lose. So anything from a money grab, you know?
Hey, it sounds like, you know, Jake Paul is on this quest to change, like, kind of the boxing, you know, the mixed, I don't know, what do you call it, a hybrid boxer, you know, someone that's doing a lot of both, or...
That's MMA! What's next? Then you're going to go into WWE and say, I want to take on the wrestling? Okay, that's MMA.
He probably will!
Come on, what are we doing? Think of something else that's a little clever.
I mean, you know how,
like I said, it's all money grabbing because of Jake Paul and who he is and the way he talks about
right.
That's the right. View. It's not about you trying to do this hybrid thing. But I mean, you're getting folks paid, so
they do what they're trying to do, you know? That's kind of what it is.
Crazy though. I mean, this guy's just whatever for the money, I guess. Whatever.
Yeah. Then we had the fights last weekend too. So I didn't catch the UFC, but I saw some of the, you know, the updates and the playbacks. I know we both were watching the Spence and
Crawford fight. Yeah.
Fight. Yeah. Man. Yeah. But here's my thing. I know, and I had a conversation. Shout out to Bisa. I saw him Sunday at the Aces game. And I was like, you know, I just feel like Crawford could have taken him out after like the third round. I just feel like he was just letting it go. Like, let's just keep going. Maybe we'll get some more money. Maybe we'll get the, you know, the trilogy of the sequence of fights that are going to happen with these names. But he was playing so, I mean, he was fighting so well. I just felt like at any point he could have knocked him out. I don't know. I don't see how it lasted till almost 10 rounds. I just don't get it. Cause Spence wasn't there. He wasn't, I mean, he was barely in the competition.
Well, I thought I was going to go 5.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to get knocked down in the fifth round. I was telling people absolutely. That that's the bet you want to make. I have to give it up to Errol Spence for hanging in there, because even when the refs were waving him, he's like, no, I'm good. Let's go. Because the man was taking punches like a tank. So it was only if he got disoriented off of a hard blow from Crawford that he could go down.
Right.
For the most part of the fight, if he's in there and Terrence Crawford's not throwing any jabs, all he's doing is just kind of dwindling his energy because he's the one swinging. So, you know, if Terrence Crawford could have done it, he would have done it. That's what right. I said. I don't think there was any
manipulation
to that. I just think that both of them were trying to do some kind of strategy. And I think Terrence Crawford, of course, had the upper hand at the end because he threw very, very little punches. And not for nothing, Errol Spence won the first round from the judges. But the rest of the rounds after that, straight tens, went to Terrence Crawford. It was just amazing. I thought it was one of the best fights I'd ever watched. I thought it was one that, you know, could go down in the books. Congrats to T-Bud for making history of being a championship in two different boxing divisions. That's never happened before. And listen, I would have loved for it to go longer, but the man's face was bloody, Errol Spence. Some people were saying when he was doing his walkout, he looked like he was a little faded or kind of like, you know, I'm not going to speculate, but you know, sometimes the green machine is a little too strong out here, especially when you're on the West, but yeah. Who knows? I mean, I can't determine it. I didn't know who was going to win this fight. I was very undecided on it because I didn't really follow much into T-Bud's career.
Yeah,
and know who he really was into it. But shout out to Showtime for bringing an excellent fight. And honestly, the commentary and the questions after were just savage and direct.
Sports for you said he thought Bud would have won, but not like that. I was surprised. I feel like the hype behind it was like gonna be like this is the next best fight since Bud. I was expecting next best fight, and this, although the crowd, the celebrities, the red carpet, I mean everything had the hype, but the hype
I thought it was a great fight. I think everybody's expecting him to do a knockout. And when a ref calls a fight, that kid's a buzzkill. And sometimes you just don't want that. But you want to see a knockout. I mean, that's what everybody's looking forward to is the knockout. That's what people put money
on. I just
feel
like he probably could have knocked him out. I just think like
it was... I mean, he could have. He could have and he would have. That's how I look at it. If you go and do it, you do it. He went down three times. He went down in the second. He wasn't out for the count. Went down again, was it five? Still, count, got up. I mean, you're not... This guy... It was not going anywhere. So obviously something's not working. The miss was blood getting in his eyes and him getting a little disoriented, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
I get it.
But it was great. I thought it was
good times. And then the UFC had an upset in their main card too. It was a good time, a good Saturday. Although, you know, can't complain.
Shout out to the venues that were showing the UFC fight. I saw the footage from the stadium swim, and it looked amazing. I mean, everybody that had that action at all these venues, it looked like the crowd turned out.
It's nice that they can do UFC pay-per-view here because no bars were able to do the fight pay-per-view because of apparently it being in Las Vegas and there being some issues with that, which sucks because I would have loved to go to stadium swim and watch the boxing match. I just wasn't down to go see UFC there, really, so...
Well, too bad it wasn't at Barclays. Usually those fights would be at Barclays in Brooklyn, and then we'd have that access.
Yeah,
but to bring it to Vegas and the people that came to town, like, we needed something to do.
Yeah, absolutely. We got some Jugadores Locos coming up. So we've talked about an athletes and betting. The NFL has come down on it. We've heard it from all sorts of things. Well, there was a big investigation in Iowa sports. The Iowa Hawkeyes are currently in the red right now. So apparently out of 26 cases they found with players, 15 of them are still active students, including the kicker for the Iowa Ayhawks on their football team, a former Iowa and Nebraska basketball player, as well as an Iowa former baseball player. All these boys, and I'm going to call them boys because they weren't even 21 yet, so they had to use their mother's information to open a DraftKings or a FanDuel betting account. All these boys bet between like 200 or 500 different gambling wagers throughout the time. They're all getting charged with some kind of like, you know, ridiculous stuff. But the point, you know, the point is, when are we not learning that you can't, and a lot of them bet on their own teams, bet on collegiate athletics, bet on games that maybe they weren't playing in, but their team was playing in. And so, yeah, I just can't.
That gambling's a high, I'm telling you.
Well, here's the deal. It's either you can't punish them when you're sponsored by them necessarily, or the commercials are playing nonstop. But hey, you're also not 21. So I'm going to give you that one as being an issue. Like, you're not 21. You can't gamble. You can't get on the sports betting apps unless you're 21. Period.
Well, they wanted to gamble.
Well, and that's what they get. Now they're in trouble.
Yeah, absolutely. But this gambling thing is a thing they got fined. Yeah. They could have never incorporated betting with sports. I mean, this is what it is. We're marketing off of these players with ads from DraftKings and Caesars Sports and all this bookie stuff. We didn't have that before we was able to bet.
Of course not.
But now you're enticing all these people and these kids. I mean, I don't feel sorry for them or nothing, but, you know, kids are going to be kids and they're going to try it. And the fact that they stole from their parents to do it. That's the big
thing. I'm just wondering, like, did their parents know that? Like, my mom's not going to give up and be like, here, I use my information to have a betting account. Like, that's not what she's going to do. So, did your mama know? I mean, was it just that?
See, I have those kind of questions. Like, how are you able to have access to all of mom's information and stuff like that to do it?
I mean,
was it the credit card that she gave you for college for your living expenses and you do all that action and you used it on gambling? It's no different.
We got questions.
But it's no different than college students in their rooms playing online poker. Using their parents' credit card, gambling. I mean, that gambling thing, I'm telling you. It's a serious, serious thing. And it can be
like those fan duels and those. I have an account with FanDuel, and you've got to like upload your ID. You've got to, you know, they got to do verification checks with your email and your phone number. So it's kind of like, that's wild.
If you can do if you're on a shared plan with your fam, I mean, there's ways to get around doing that stuff. They just got to figure out how to kind of not do it to block the kids. But like I said, you got kids in their dorm rooms playing online poker. So what are you going
to
do with that?
If you got a kid heading to college, please ensure that you make sure they know that gambling is not legal and do not get on the sports betting apps, period. Especially not legal when you're an athlete yourself.
It's even in your contract. Like, you're not even in your code of conduct, all of that.
All of it.
I mean, you got professional athletes that are grown men that can't even get away from the gambling monkey. You know what I mean?
Unfortunately.
Seasons over gambling.
And we see a lot of them that are broke, and that's why they're having to get into things now, because they don't have that money and that income. They don't have the money coming in that they did. They've spent it on them and their entourages and everything else. So
that's a gamble too within itself.
Man, taking care of folks that won't take care of you if they had to. It's a shame. Next, we got up Domingo German, the Yankees pitcher. He was put on a restricted list as he voluntarily enters into alcohol abuse treatment. I don't know what happened, but apparently something took place on Tuesday. It's undisclosed, to which the team felt he needs to focus on his health and well-being, and so he decided to voluntarily put himself into rehab. He has previously abused alcohol in the past, and there's been incidents, but apparently on Tuesday something happened. We just don't know the details yet. So if anybody hears this, post it into our group and let us know what's the story behind this one.
Well, that's good that he volunteered himself in. He's got a problem.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Whether it was voluntarily or you were pushed into it because, hey, you're not going to play anymore unless you get this together. You know,
he's got a problem. So hopefully, I don't.
What's up, Kevin Ray? Thanks for joining in.
I won't count this as Jugadores Loco. I will just count it as somebody, you know, with problems, and hopefully they get.
It's a possible loco, depending on what the incident was. Like, I want to hear, and I preemptively put it out there, and I apologize for that. But I'm curious to know what the incident was that transpired to get him to voluntarily.
I would like that tea too, but if he's got a drinking problem, that's nothing they can do about that. That's addiction, so.
Sure, absolutely.
This is a crazy. It may be a crazy situation. I just wonder what it is. I mean, I just hope he gets the help he needs. I'm not gonna.
And just feels better. Just mentally is better and stable and is able to function and then can get off that liquid. So that's good. Moving on to our Lady Aces in the Las Vegas sports area of our show. The Aces, who are 24-2, clinched the playoffs for this season. They still got 12 games left in the season and they're clinched. I mean,
nobody's beating them.
It's not to say that we didn't know, but it was.
It's amazing. It's phenomenal. And I think it's very exciting. And
these ladies are making a run like nobody.
I'm loving that I'm seeing more of the players off the bench doing really well. You know, KB having double digits last night. You know, you got
15 in 18 minutes. KB was doing it. I got a quick little when Sydney came in, Sydney Colson came in, she had a dime to KB that was slashing down the lane. Here's that right here.
Yeah, I mean, it's just phenomenal. Kirsten Bell was always that chick to me anyway.
Yeah.
Let her out there and spread her wings.
Last year, this year, all of it. I want it all. So
yeah, let her get those.
It was good. She got to be on the post-game interview with the ladies after the show, so that was cool to see. But listen, we've got the Asia Wilson's the player of the month. So that's 2 months in a row. She was in June. I'm assuming this is for July. So she's 2 months in a row player of the month. Chelsea Gray, player of the week for week 9. You can't. I mean,
you're not beating these ladies. It's just what it is.
It's just, I'm not going to say it's impossible because we've lost 2 games, but we have no Candace Parker. We're still kind of short. So we waived Ashley. And they did pick up Elena Coates, who is a former South Carolina Gamecock who did play with Asia Wilson on a championship team. So let's see what she's got. We got a 7-day hardship contract with Elena. I guess Ashley wasn't maybe what the team was looking for or didn't do, you know, maybe didn't fill the void that they had hoped for.
Possibly.
So, yeah. It's tough,
I just need Becky to utilize this bitch more often. I think she needs to put them in, especially if they're already above double digits on their leads. I need her to play that bench because we're going down the stretch with this and we need soldiers to come off the bench to rest these girls.
Well, we saw Jackie Young go down. That was scary because we didn't necessarily know what was going to happen if she went down. So I think her being able to get out the game and, you know, them having KB in there longer as well as bringing Sydney in. And we saw a lot of Alicia AC as well. So she's a big time help. Kia's starting. I mean, they had nothing. Asia had nothing but positivity, and same with Becky about Kia and her role in the group and how she's always been the defender that she is.
Right.
Just an amazing, amazing person. So
I mean, you got Alicia Clark out there. I mean, you got people. I just need her to just kind of slow down, let these starters rest. I don't care if they're padding one to pad stats stuff. We still got a lot of ground to cover in playoffs.
Well, they're going to need to rest because we got 5 games all at home between the 11th and the 18th or the 19th.
Yeah, that's
5 games, including the Commissioner's Cup. So there's going to have to be some. We're going to have some kind of rest. You know, when we're up by 20, start putting the bench in for a while. Like,
I don't care. You've already clinched in the playoffs. Even if you take a couple L's here and there, you've already clinched. Doesn't matter. Play your bench. I don't need these girls getting hurt down the stretch. I really don't.
Kevin Ray is in agreement. He's been saying this all season.
She keeps them in way.
It's like
she keeps
that pedal on the gas, and it's like, we don't need to be win by 30 points. There's no extra award for being up that much.
If you're
much.
Blowing them out a win, and you know your matchups, play your bench.
Absolutely.
That's all I'm saying. Absolutely.
Shout out to Goose, Donnell Thomas.
It's like, what are we going to do? Yeah. What's up, Goose? Yeah. Kevin Ray, I agree with you. You've been saying it. My family's been saying it. I mean, we've all been saying it.
I'm hoping after last game, she's kind of getting the understanding of it. I'm hoping that's the case. But even that, like, Sydney Colson only had 2 minutes. Sydney played for 2 minutes, I think. That's it. But they were up by 20
before. She panicked when Jackie went down. If Jackie was healthy and young, she would have kept Jackie keep going in there. That was just a scare. She ain't going to do that.
Speaking of Jackie, because Jackie did come back and she appeared to be doing good. She had a slip and it almost looked like a figure four with her legs, how she slipped and fell. And well, after people knew that she was okay, Asia and Chelsea, you know, those two with her, they kind of gave her a hard time because Asia tweeted, like, she's going to be milking this all season long. So here's exactly what the girls are doing on the bench right after she came down.
And hopefully, as they crack smiles, Jackie Young seems to be okay. Sometimes you just get the wind knocked out of you, need a little break, have to just sit there for a minute. And some players use it for rest. You get everybody over there a rest on your team if you lay there for a second. Not saying that's what you...
Yeah. Was going in, boy. Oh, it was too much. It was
the fact that they can have that kind of fun and have that momentum and energy going, it makes up such a great vibe in the arena.
Absolutely.
It makes for great, you know, great action.
It is great.
I need her to rest
Chris
too, though.
Wynn in the house. Yeah, the ladies are amazing. They're doing so
good.
They
are killing it. But I want to see that bitch play more. I don't care. I want to see that bitch.
They're going to need to. We got 5 games all at home within, like, what, 9 days? Like, they've got to. 7 days, maybe, even. It's just.
She does it. I'm going to tweet Becky Hammond straight up.
Yeah, please do. Yeah, Chris, we mentioned K-Bell, 15 points in 18 minutes. We played her little race down the lane from Sydney. That was pretty good. It's so good. So now the ladies are they're on the road for 2 games. We'll be back here on Friday again. Friday with 5 games with the Commissioner's Cup on August 15th. So if you haven't been to a game this season, now is the time. This is it.
Well, games are selling out. So if you gotta go second market, the tickets are still inexpensive. I mean, there's
absolutely, and if you guys get on the Las Vegas Aces fans page, if you need the link or an invite, I'll let me know, because there's constantly people that are trying to either sell, and even yesterday's game, people were just giving them free. As long as, like, you need them and you can show up, they'll give them to you free. Go for it. Yeah, you know. Right. Hey, Chris.
Well, thanks, Chris, for the clarification.
Can't mean the ACC meant us. We appreciate that.
We love Chris. Come on.
I got to hang with Chris, even though he didn't want to share his candy on Sunday, but that's cool.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, you ain't going to part with that candy, honey. We was in there talking. He had them cookies. I had to go back and get me a cookie. Hey, we don't share sweets on Chris. Chris is like, I need this.
Chris is like, no. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
So excited for the Aces. I really feel like, you know.
Are we coming back again? It ain't even no feeling. It's happening. It's just I had to wear my
shirt again, because it just feels like it just got to be it. It's
got
to be
it. Man, what a difference a season makes with no Lambeer.
Can you imagine? Can you believe it, though? Lambeer leaves and you win 2 championships. Well, you're about to.
Well, we knew that, though. He had to go. I'm saying it. I'm sorry. I'm saying it.
It had to happen. It had to happen.
Stalemate if we still had that guy.
It's crazy, though. It's just the changes that Kenny made, the women in coaching that are rocking this city, but between her and then the ladies Rebels coach, it's just, you know, come on. Just
is it raining again outside?
Is it? I don't think it is here.
I thought I heard something, man. Speaking of rain, that thunderclap woke me up at 3 a.m. It was the loudest clap I've ever heard of thunder in my entire
life. I had them all night over here.
I honestly, it woke me out of my sleep. I was like, oh, he's angry. I mean, that clap was so loud. 3 a.m. literally woke me up out of my sleep.
It was
not
it was
once, but much. Twice.
For
back
real.
To back. And I was like, woo.
Shout out to the Lights. They've got 3 home games this month. It's been hot, so I haven't gone to a Lights game. I haven't either,
but shout out to
them. It's just been too stinking hot, but they've been doing good. The Lights are still out there. They're at Cashman. They also have these dope scarves out for the Viva Lights as well as the Team USA. So it's a nice little cross mix for your football fans out there. I think it's dope. I might have to get one.
Shout out to them just looking fly as they post on the thing. These guys are playing up, and they look like celebrities when they're doing their little walking.
The outfits. I don't know if someone's styling the guys, but the guys are coming through.
So much better. They
must got some Vegas work out there. So they're trying to get their little profile pics for. But
fire fits and kicks.
Compared to previous seasons, and no pun for like our guy, we love Tommy and our previous mayor Cashman, and he's always styled. But the team in it as a group, we never saw the style.
If you go on Las Vegas Lights post and see their fashion, these guys are working. You would think they were like pro stars the way they dress.
They're playing for the MLS team. They're gonna, you know,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah, yeah.
Wild. Matters wild times.
They look at fly going to work. It's all good.
Hey, listen, I came across this a couple weeks ago, but I honestly didn't know it was real until I started seeing videos. It's in Vegas. Slam ball.
I saw this on ESPN. It is very slam real, ball. And I want to go so badly.
I want to go too.
Because so. I need to understand the scoring. I need to understand all of how the points arrived. I watched it at work on ESPN one Saturday. They were in a different city competing. It was like a tournament. And I said, you know what? I got to check this out. This is something that's just so
So they're playing at Cox Pavilion here in Las Vegas until the 7th. Until was it the, what did it say? The 17th?
The August 17th.
The 17th. Yeah, perfect. So they're playing Cox Pavilion. I think tickets range from like $30 to $50. It's 2 points for like a regular shot, but it's 3 points for a dunk. And they're on there's trampolines
built everywhere
into the floor.
Everywhere. But then I noticed they get called on fouls, and I don't understand how the traveling works because
they do like a one-on-one dunk too. Like I think that might be like the foul situation. I've also said you can hit. Like they be taking some hits. Like they be ain't no fouls or flagrant fouls that I've seen crazy, but I wanted to play a little bit of some of the highlights of the dunks they have. So check this out.
Court on the tramp under the basket. Showtime! He did it! Yes, he did! Hollins! Oh! That is his move!
Controlling every aspect of the game right now. Even in moments.
Down.
Yeah, even
ball. He said he's so glad to be a professional athlete again. Face off, throwing it down as he's
360 between the legs with the reverse.
Possession. Bryce Mareng. Bringing it home. Bryce, three more points for the Lava. They got a 1 point lead. Coming the other way. Keyshawn.
It is raining.
It's crazy.
I mean, that second to last dunk was one of those you see in the dunk offs. And all I could think of when you're playing this montage video is thinking of the song from DOC, The Formula, because I want to know exactly how this is.
It would never happen.
I guess it's been around for quite some time. And how are we just now seeing this? Like, I just was like,
I don't know, but I literally have got to go. So I'm going to look for tickets on maybe what on your off day to see if, or maybe if it's a night thing. I know there was like games like Fridays, Saturdays. I don't know if they had Sunday. They didn't have them. I think the latest game was like 7 or 7:30. But I noticed like there's one team out of the 6 or 8 they have that's like dominating, undefeated. Like they're 8-0. So like that's the team I want to go see. I want to see how crazy this is.
It's crazy even when they react to the foul calls. The coaches get turned up. Like, there's antics on the sidelines. The players are getting riled up. Like, I was watching this on my TV at work. Like, I can't believe this is something I have never even knew about. Like, what the heck is going on? Yeah, the formula, for real. That's a dope song. And that's all I can think of, seeing that montage.
Man. So the tickets are on sale, UNLV tickets. If we have any friends or family out there that are got the hookup with UNLV tickets, you know, slide through, let us know. We'd love to come check out a game or two, because you can't beat that kind of experience. I'm sorry. Like,
just watching it on TV was an experience for me. I literally was locked in.
I've got to watch it now. I've got to find, I'm going to have to search the DirecTV and see when it's on for ESPN, because I definitely got to tune into this.
I'm so fascinated. I was just on this and like.
That's all I feel like. I'm just too fascinated by it. I just can't. I need to see more. I need to see it live. But yeah.
I mean, they're talking trash. I mean,
Of course they are. They got foam around the rim so people aren't getting their hands injured. They got the little helmets on. Like, they're taking some measures too, but I just, talk about like extreme trampoline. Like, that's what's going on. It's like somebody that used to do this as a kid when they were a kid. Used to put the basketball hoop up by your trampoline in the backyard.
I mean, we could do this. I've seen it. I can envision it. People did do that. The fact that this has actually been around for quite some time is what I'm just fathomed by. And
now it's like a full court game, like a legit full court game.
Yeah.
I don't know. Wow. Update on our Golden Knights, because, you know, season is just around the corner. Preseason starting soon. They got a road trip starting. Reno, August 21st. Boise, Idaho, August 22nd. Bozeman, Montana, August 24th. And Ogden, Utah, August 26th. So if you or your family out in those areas, all the hot spots that have no hockey. Try to make some new fans, see some old fans, and enjoy that.
Boy, Utah, all Mount, the cities Idaho. Are major.
Yeah. Better do it now. That's for sure.
I'm being sarcastic by saying that that's fire, by the way. But yeah, they're all hot cities, ain't they? Reno.
Yeah. Bozeman. I have to tell my mom to drive over to Bozeman and go check out the Golden Knights. Maybe they're going to have this ice show during like the 4-H club or something out there.
I don't know.
We got to talk about Alyssa Thomas, AT. Right. And the thing I want to talk about too is because I seen the post you see on the left. They had posted that, I think, on regular ESPN. Of course, you know, when anything is cross-populated between ESPNW and ESPN, right. all the woman bashers and all the man, you know, ego issue guys out there will always want to, what's so nice about that? Like, you know, what was it? CP3 had average double-doubles or triple-doubles for his career last season. Or, you know, it's all these statisticians that want to make it an issue. But look at the picture on the right.
Yeah.
There's four players in the NBA who have done this and one in the WNBA.
Yeah.
That's it. Now, how about that? That's impressive.
Yeah, it is.
It's impressive neither which way. I mean, triple-doubles, back-to-back games for AT. You see the stats there on the side. But then you're comparing her to these guys. I mean, even in the NBA, this doesn't happen regularly. We have over 15 points, over 15 rebounds,
right,
over 10 assists, and zero turnovers is a key there too. Zero turnovers. Right.
Turnovers. That's the key. Yeah, listen. she's a truth too.
So she's obviously one of the names in the hat for MVP. We know, of course, Asia is. People are talking Breonna Stewart. I mean, yeah, if Asia gets it, I have no problem with it. But AT is coming with some serious
heat. I feel like Alyssa Thomas should get it. I feel like
she's the only person in the WNBA who has done this. And one of five between her and the guys in the NBA since 1988.
Well, I feel like she should get it off that rip.
She's doing things that no one has done in the league before.
And that's an MVP. You want a player like that. We know in value, yes, hindsight, Asia Wilson is definitely that chick. I'm not even about to dismiss anything on her resume. But to go that way, I would probably vote Alyssa if I had voting power. You already know she's gonna get finals MVP possibly, Asia. That she's gonna be an all-star slated for next year. You already know kind of the future of Asia, of who she is. There's no decline for her anytime soon. She is gonna be that chick. But to see Alyssa Thomas do something that no other player in the WNBA has done, and we're only mid-season. And she's gonna continue to do it, and she does back to back again. Sorry, she can get that MVP.
Yeah, especially if that's just in the last two games. What happens the next two or the rest of the season?
She goes on a roll stretch with it, she definitely needs to get it. I mean, come on, that's locked in.
Phenomenal stuff
like that does not happen to everybody. People are special, and she's very special in that category of doing that. Something
very amazing there. So shout out to Alyssa Thomas.
I say sweep your category, girl, and get your doggone MVP.
Take that. Yes.
For real.
Another big one coming. Diana Taurasi is 18 points from scoring 10,000. The first player in WNBA history to do so.
Yeah.
I mean, she's had quite the career, so we know that's obvious, you know, 10,000 points.
Yeah, that's a game away. That's literally a game away.
That's the easy game. Literally, you also got NECA, who is now the number two all-time scorer for the Sparks history, overtook Candace Parker's spot and is now just below Lisa Leslie. I mean, that's big time.
She stays with it. She'll probably take that too. Depending on how many points is she behind on Lisa Leslie to get.
I don't know. I didn't catch that. So it depends on how much, because I'm not sure. You know.
Yeah.
How much time NECA has? But. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Trade deadline. I know anybody in the AL like myself, other than Natasha Gransberry, saw this news and was joyed. Was not happy. I think the whole entire AL and probably as well the Dodgers and everyone else in Major League Baseball is like, why?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, was he there for like a whole 6 months, maybe, or 4 months, 5 months?
If that.
Listen.
So stupid.
Verlander went to the Mets. The Astros didn't want to pay him in December or whenever he got moved over, but now they'll pay for him in August. Okay. Whatever.
Okay, whatever.
I can't. I was hoping Ohtani would have made a move too, but look at what we get.
Yeah.
But shout out to him, because after he was taken off the trade block, he was like, had like a one hitter, hit like a full game, hit two home runs then following in a double, in a, they had a double. Why can't I think today?
He had a double.
No, when they have two games in the same day, double header. He had a two home runs and a double header. So he, the first game he had a one hitter, the second game he had two home runs, and that was the day after being taken off the trademark. Another good one that would, I don't know. Listen, there's the Rangers got Max Scherzer too. So Scherzer.
Okay, so here's a little factoid. The Yankees are doing the worst that they've done in the season. Their actually ranking has been the worst that they've had in since.
And didn't Judge come back too?
Yeah, he did. But they're actually having a big slump right now.
Good.
They're having the worst season. Good. Lowest standing right now. A couple teams are like that. That is like breaking records.
I can appreciate that. I can appreciate that.
I can appreciate it too, because I'm fine with it.
Listen, I think we're all on the same page here with the F the Astros. But like I said, you know, it's what happens. Then they came out with this. The deadline grades for all 30 Major League Baseball teams. The Mariners came in last because we had a – I don't even know what we were doing, but we already – because I haven't watched the games in the last few days. My mom watches the games every single day, and she is very disappointed in who they got and who they got rid of. Dodgers were a little bit better than us. They got a C, but of course the White Sox, Astros, Mets,
we
all
never
getting
too well
A's.
On our trades. We just like to pay people Big Mac deals, then get them. Right. And then something happens, like a domestic situation, and then we can't even use them.
Hey, listen, football is back tomorrow. The Hall of Fame game.
Hall of Fame game
with the Jets and the Browns, 4 o'clock here in Pacific time on NBC and the Peacock. The Jets and the Browns. Listen, it's August. What happened to June and July? We like flew past them.
A blur. A major blur. Well, I'm not going to call July a blur, because that heat in July was long. Like, that heat for those 115s, 118s, 117s, I felt like that was the longest thing we're going through ever.
But come on! But
it wrapped up, like, towards the end real quickly for us to roll into August. We are, kids go back to school. Thank God the Rugrats are going back to school. I need them all out of here.
Yeah, but we don't. Tilly doesn't like him at the park, so we have to go.
It's time
we got
to
deal with the kids.
Go back to school. I hope y'all had a great summer. I hope camp.
But then we got the school zones again, and we got the crossing guards and the cops. And
I'm sick of them. I'm ready for them to go back, and I don't even have children. I'm just ready for people's children to go back to school, daycare, preschool, whatever they're inclined to.
Get out of here!
Get out of here!
We want to have lunch dates again with our friends with kids.
Yes. I'm sick of the restaurants with the screaming babies.
Or the pools. When I went to Palazzo last week, the pool was filled with kids and I wanted to scream. Like,
it's time to go back to school, kids. Your summer was great, but it's time to go back to school.
Yeah.
Time to go.
Back in the NFL.
Let's get it cracking. Let's go.
I don't know what's happening in Colts land.
This
but
is crazy.
Tell me about it. Because I saw your tweet and it made me go, wait, what's going on? Because obviously, you know, Jonathan Taylor requested trade from the Colts. He's not getting the money. He's not getting a new deal. He's in the last year of his rookie deal. He's not getting it reworked or getting more money. He's met with the owner, Jim Israe, who apparently is like, it's not happening.
Ursa,
not
is not saying anything. They're not saying what he said in the room. All I need to know is what happened. What was
first of all, it wasn't even a room. It's Jim Irsay's like $1 million RV that he parks at the end of the stadium during training camp.
Well, I need to know what happened in that RV. I need to know what the conversation was, because this guy is so tight, he wants to leave. And then Irsay is such a meanie that he's like, even if he leaves, I'm not letting him leave. I'm keeping him here and he'd never play again. Yeah. And all this. What was said in the RV?
Oh, they were probably going back and forth. Well, I think Ursa's done with, you know, running backs, like, aren't done with, like, their deal is not over. Like, you should be able to finish your deal and then get a new one depending on that, which I can understand possibly. But at the same time, as if this running back has carried your team for like a year or two, you got to pay the man. Well, whether it's still in his rookie contract or not.
You know, because I had him on my little fantasy league, and then he got injured, and that kind of was a downer, but that was towards the end of the season. But still, what was said in the RV? Because that got ugly real quick. And no one is saying anything. Like, neither
tight
one of them are
lip.
Like, you call me this.
He's like, I just want out. Earthsway said he's not leaving. Not leaving now. Not leaving in October. Not leaving never. Like,
never.
We're throwing a chain on you is basically what he's saying. Like, you're not going. Oh, man. But you mentioned a thing there about injuries. We are literally not even a week into training camp.
This is what I'm talking about.
Pads just went on, what, yesterday or the day before? Pads just went on. So, which means they were doing walkthrough drills, basically.
First what is thing. Going on with the calf strains? What is going on?
I'm sorry, Joe Burrow. Wasn't they on? Hadn't even, they didn't even start practice fully yet. He literally must have just been throwing the ball, and he gets a calf injury. He's carried off. He'll probably be out for several weeks.
Indefinitely.
Cooper
they don't
Cup,
even know.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
He's around practice carted with a hamstring injury. They said it could be weeks. Jalen Ramsey is out for the first part of the regular season. Jalen Ramsey just got signed with the Dolphins. He had to have knee surgery. He'll miss the whole start of the season.
This stuff is crazy.
Listen, and let's not to give the Broncos a harder time. But Tim Patrick last year was out the whole year because of his right ACL.
Yeah.
He comes for his first week of work. He hurts the left, and he's now going to be out for, they don't even know. Oh, he's out for the season again. So he's out back-to-back seasons. One's a right leg. Now it's the left leg.
This stuff is crazy because what the heck
you
is
can't make it
on?
Up. You
can't
make it up.
So now the I'm Lions, very concerned about preseason because these preseason games are coming. And yes, it's a rookie tryout type thing, but you got your major players getting
Listen,
hurt.
Listen, I'm already concerned because the Seahawks are K-9, Kenneth Walker Jr., as well as our new rookie who we picked up as a running back, Zach Charbonnet, I think it's Charbonnet or whatever. Both of them aren't playing currently because one has a hamstring, one has a shoulder ailment. Nothing serious, but they're just trying to like let them pass through practice. We don't need these right now. And here's my thing. If Jamal Adams doesn't play 75% of the games this year, I'm over it. Because, you know, Jamal Adams, we gave up all of our draft picks for 3 years ago. He's played maybe a total of 6 games in 3 seasons.
I would have never put that out there because that might happen.
It's not going to happen. I saw him walking in training camp. The man looks built. Like, he might have...
They all look like Cooper Kupp and Joe Burrow would be out on stretchers and we don't know when they're coming back. They all look great walking on.
And it wasn't even tackling. They weren't even touching yet. They weren't even like making contact.
No.
Oh, fantasy football is going to be such. Listen, anybody.
I looked at that and I said, I don't even want to play this season. They getting hurt already.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Play.
Here she goes.
I don't want to play. They're already getting hurt. This is too early. I can't take this.
There's got to be at least 2 IR spots on your team. I think that we need to have a head commissioner's meeting.
I think if you can make four. I think you need to change up some stuff because this is ridiculous. It's too early.
You said 4. I feel it. At least 3 IR spots.
I'm thinking Jonathan Taylor, I drafted you last season and you did not steer me wrong. I was close to winning Pete's Fantasy League.
Absolutely.
You got hurt down the stretch of the late, and now we're talking about some contract issues and you getting into it with Jim Irsay and you might sit out and just take the fines and you may not play and I can't draft you this season. Like, come on.
And Josh Jacobs still hasn't signed yet either.
No, he has not. And I was going to just talk about that. He has not signed.
Yeah.
He does get the $10 million tag if he does sign, but he's only negotiated for a year. I don't know what that number
is
going to look
like. Is he practicing? Is he at team headquarters? Do we know?
He ain't doing none of that until he gets till they sit down. They just now met with him to discuss what his money is going to look like. And it's only contractual for a year. He's guaranteed the 10 on the tag. But after that, I don't know what he's going to get. And it's only a year after that. So he's gone. Trust me. He'll play that season and he's gone. But he wants that big money. These running backs, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. You're not going to get the big dollars.
It's wild.
But it's whatever.
It's wild. You know? It's wild. I also wanted to bring up, so Nickelodeon's going to have their first Super Bowl alternate broadcast. So we're going to see sliming happen. The kids are going to get to enjoy Super Bowl in their own way. They've had a previous Christmas game. They've had a previous wild card game. But this year, there's a Nickelodeon Super Bowl. So that's kind of dope.
I think that's cute, and it's a good educational tool for them too.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Well. And for any adults that want to watch and learn the game, it's a lot of point of reference terms that people may not know. I mean,
they draw the lines out for you. They give you the details. Absolutely.
They give you definitions on types of plays and what it means. Like,
I also, we've talked about before, the Jets obviously are on the Hard Knocks. The premiere is August 8th. I just want you to watch this with me because I watched it. I was like, you're not showing me anything. But this is the Jets trailer. This is the Jets trailer, or the HBO's trailer for Jets Hard Knocks that starts August 8th.
Okay.
There's a lot of expectations on this football team.
They're dangerous. Watch out.
To achieve the results you want, it doesn't happen on game day. It happens today with every breath you take.
This guy is one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time.
Push each other. Make it hurt. It's time to rewrite our story.
So basically, only going to get to see things on the field or in the press box. We're not going to see anything about their lives, anything.
And we're not going to see the drama between Sean Payton and Robert Saleh, what they were saying and going back and forth. We're not going to see any of that stuff.
And Rodgers got in the middle of it too. Like,
We're not going to see none of that. Like, at least show me that. Show me that. Show me that. I'll be happy with that. But you ain't even going to show me that kind of stuff. I ain't watching that. There's better clips on the freaking Jets Instagram page or whatever I've been sending you lately that gives more context than watching this stupid show.
Before we leave football, though, I did want to show that, of course,
Cowboys,
the internet would not be the internet.
Dak on Dak. Please show
Dak on Dak. And it's
Dak on Dak.
It just warms your heart as a Cowboy hater to see these moments that you're just like, dang.
Dak on Dak, man.
And Trayvon had some words for him. Here you go.
Sure did.
Go, Dak! Go, Dak! Go, Dak!
Yeah, why did he throw the ball?
Ass up.
Yeah, why did he throw the ball, bro? Come on. You holding on the ball.
Ain't got no one to throw to.
Dak, they calling you. Dak on Dak. Hashtag
Dak on Dak. That's going to be
the season.
Dak on
Dak. I laughed at that when I saw it today.
I know. That was so funny, though.
The dysfunctional-ass team, you.
Oh, man.
And then
way
Jerry
too
Jones
much.
Sit up the dysfunctional, delusional.
Jerry Jones up there on NFL Live, like, oh, this is going to be our year. Like, it's, looking really good. Like, he's on his deathbed, too.
I want to see a fight in the locker room between Trayvon and Dak, because Dak on Dak.
Man.
Let that start.
I wonder what Aiden's saying. I want Aiden's take. They should have our own, Aiden should have his own take. Aiden's take.
Should. That would be really cute, but you're dysfunctional team, you. You're the most dysfunctional team in the league I've ever come across.
It's bad.
And the fans are just delusional. And speaking of fans, it's that time of year in August where we get our fashion out, and it's time for that Dallas Cowboys starter pack. Long cargo shorts with the Dak jersey.
Is that still the pack. Jordan 13s there
Jordan
that I have?
Jordan 13s, if that. No change.
Or the K-Swiss.
Yeah, get yourself pressed out and ready to go because it's starting. Starting pack.
Oh man.
Man.
Too much.
They're so freaking dysfunctional.
Some sneaker drops. There's a couple of the ladies that got their sneakers dropping this week or tomorrow. So I just want to highlight those as well. So Sabrina has her Sabrina 1 Iconics. These will be released on the 3rd. We also have Stewies, the Puma Stewies. These will be out. Yeah. These are called Water. These are the Puma Stewies too.
No, they look aqua-like. They look like water.
Those are water. Yeah. You also have, not to be women's, but Air Jordan 1 Low OGs, the Black Toes will be out on the 3rd.
Yeah,
here's something I had to show because I can't. I can't deal with these. This is the AMA, was the AMA Monterey and the Nike Airship White Black. If you look closely, these shoes have stains on them, and that's what the look is. Literally.
Okay. So they're trying to do Golden Gooses now. Got it.
You see, you see the stain on the back left heel. Like everything is just, yeah.
It's a mid too. So, I mean,
I don't know. It just made me want to.
Giving Golden Goose vibes. You're going to do a distress destroy sneaker and charge $100 to mock and imitate a $500.
It's not even cute. It's not even cute.
And it's a mid, no less.
Check out these up-tempos. The Ambush are collabing with Nike to make the Air more up-tempo low. These are going to come out in a few colors, but I just saw these ones. These are coming out on the 8.4. It's almost
like Ambush. They're out of line for even doing that with that Air tempo. That is so not Ambush. They've come with so many fly stuff in the past. This is what you do.
I was wondering what's happening here, but...
Come on. That's just lazy aesthetics. Oh, you gonna pick an Air shoe out of that to do the Ambushes? Come on, I could have picked a better sneaker through the
night. Crenshaw Skate Club and the Nike SV Dunk Lows. These will be out on the 5th. I do like the colors on these ones. Let's see what else we got. Oh, and of course, these used to be one of my favorite shoes back in the day, Charles Barkley's. So what the Nike Air Max CB. Yeah, they changed it. It's got some airbrush and some other stuff on it.
What the heck? Hybrid looking.
It's the new age CB. It's no longer the Charles Barkley. It's the CB.
Who's on the design team right now for Nike? They're just putting anything out there.
Wow.
I feel like somebody was in their sketch pad drinking Hennessy and some other type stuff and was just like, let me make this shoe.
Screw it. Let's just try this. Works.
Let me look at the shark tooth movement to see if I can add an element of that in there. Let me see if I can do this with it. What kind of shoe is that? Then the Velcro strap.
You said, what kind of shoe is that?
What are those?
Oh, man.
What are those? I'm sorry. No diss, but what are those? Come on. So out of line.
Not it. It's not it, huh, Mo?
The Ambush ain't it either. And Ambush, like I said, I follow Ambush, and I've seen them in the past, but I fly apparel.
And that's not it.
I
hear you. Girl power, real quick before we get off the airways. Shout out to Doris Burke. There's been
Doris.
About her, but Doris is coming through, getting promoted to the NBA Finals broadcast team. You know, the ESPN got rid of Mark Jackson.
Jackson,
up with Doc Rivers. I'm ready. I'm ready for it. She will also be the first female to call a major U.S. men's champion.
It's time for Doris. Doris has put in her
duty. Doris has
She's
put in the way. Work.
She shattered this glass ceiling getting to this
and
level.
She be making time. More sense than half these guys that are on the air anyways.
She does, but sometimes she's annoying too at times. I feel like Doris just kind of
well, she's a little, she's just very analytic, I guess, maybe.
I don't know. But
I'm just excited. I'm happy for Doris.
Trust me, I like Doris. I know some women that don't like Doris, but I like Doris. Like, I don't have a problem in her commentary from time to time. Sometimes she can be a little annoying, but other times she's good. But Doc Rivers, that's going to be an interesting mix to hear his voice sounding across between my brother quoted Fred Sanford and what's the other guy he said he sounded
not
like?
Fred Sanford.
Fred Sanford and somebody. So you got to hear that all season. Good luck.
Yeah, that's what happens when I hear Bill Walton announce Husky men's basketball games. It drives me nuts. Yeah. I can't stand Bill Walton's voice.
Okay,
anyways, last girl power for today. And also just a quick shout out to Serena Williams who found they were having a girl.
Oh, another girl in the drone.
Yeah, another girl.
They did it.
Yeah, that was dope, wasn't it? And then we've got Katie Ledecky. Okay.
Yes.
Surpasses Michael Phelps with the most career individual swimming world titles of all time. Katie Ledecky is out there doing it. Just watch this video. See how long it takes for the rest of the heat to finish after she does. I thought she was swimming by herself in the pool. It was crazy.
All the greats in swimming, you can line them up from Weissmuller to Phelps. No one has won 6 world championships in the same event. Dominating this event for more than a dozen years, and Ledecky cruising away from the rest of the field to do what no swimmer has ever done. Six in the 800 free. The battle is on for the silver, and Titmuss is going to be beaten for that.
That's like 6 to 7 seconds behind. We're 2 and 3. Wild.
You are not messing. You are not getting Kayla Deakey. Can I just say, you are not catching her.
She That's had to be at least is. A full length of the pool behind ahead right. of these people.
Right. And the men are hating. And the men are throwing their Michael Phelps pillows.
You know, men
and the men are throwing their Michael Phelps pillows as we speak.
Hitting their Michael Phelps bongs as we speak. That's
Give this girl her flowers, man. She deserves all the medals, all the accolades, and
unbelievable.
Everything she's done.
Unbelievable.
She is just that chick. For real.
Absolutely. Hey, guys, that's the show for today. We've enjoyed it. We've enjoyed you. If you're just kind of catching the tailwind, go ahead and watch the replay. Go to our YouTube channel, subscribe. You'll know when the newest, latest episodes get uploaded so you can check them out there. Share with friends, share with family, share on your social media. Support us. We appreciate it. Follow us on all Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We'd appreciate it. And that's Please it. That's all I got.
Thanks for joining the chat, everyone, too. We appreciate you guys doing that, too.
Yeah. So we'll catch you next week and have a safe one. And hopefully you're not in Vegas in this humidity. And if you are in humidity somewhere else, good luck with that, because I'd rather have dry 24-7. This humidity thing, not my cup of tea.
You know what? It's raining outside. I know it's raining outside my house, but I smell the rain coming in. It is raining.
I don't hear it yet, but I'll have to go check. All right, y'all. We appreciate you. Take care. Have a blessed week and weekend, and we'll catch y'all next week. See ya.
Yes.